Soil provides a series of ecosystem services which enable life on Earth. What are ecosystem services? Just think like food. The food you eat is an ecosystem services. Soil provide food, or the provision of clean water, the protection about from flooding, climate change adaptation, because soil sequester carbon, which means that they store carbon inside their structure, inside soil, and this prevent it from escaping to the atmosphere in the form of CO2, for instance, so carbon dioxide, and increase the greenhouse gas effect.
How threatening is the condition of our soil in this planet now?
At the moment, we estimate that there are 33% of soil degraded, and the rate of degradation is from moderate to severe. So it's very important to preserve soil, especially now with the increasing population.
What are the repercussions that soil degradation can bring to lives of many people?
We will not be able to adapt to climate change, and actually we will stress the impact of climate change on our livelihood. And we will have less food, we will have a lot of droughts if we don't preserve soils. Beside that, we will have landslides and floods.
Soil is obviously impacting the lives of many farmers. Mm-hmm. How are they coping with it?
Smallholder farmers will be the most heavily impacted by soil degradation because they depend on closed systems, let's say. Very often smallholder farmers produce food for self-consumption. If they don't manage to get their food, they will strive to survive. On the global population, which is more market-related, the impact would be less evident under the food production point of view, but still it would be severe if we consider the importance that soil have for climate change. So what can farmers do, or like how they can preserve the soil? Well, they should invest, not economically eventually, but even just in knowledge, or make an effort to improve their crop rotation system. Keep the soil covered, which means to have a cover crop that doesn't leave the soil bare, and preserve it from erosion.
This year's theme of World Soil Day is soil and pulses. Can you elaborate more on that, and why are they so significant in human lives?
Pulses are significant to our life, or actually are important, because they are a valuable source of nutrients, which will help us to address food requirements for the coming years, especially considering the growing population that we are expecting to have, like 9 billion people in 2015. Beside their direct impact on food security for people, pulses are important for soil because they enrich it of nutrients. They are responsible for biologically fixing nitrogen, which means that they take nitrogen from the atmosphere through photosynthesis, and they stabilize it in their organs, you know, so for instance the roots. And they don't only take nitrogen for their self-consumption, but they also make it available to other crops in the sequence. Beside that, they mobilize other nutrients, such as phosphorus.
Let's talk about the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. How can soil contribute to the realization of those goals?
The symbiosis contribute to SDG 2 on and hunger, so promote food security and nutrition, because we also have to look not only at the amount of food we produce, but also at the nutritive quality of the food we consume. Then it contributes to SDG 13 on climate change, and this links to carbon stocks, so to the soil organic matter content. And it links to SDG 15, which is on addressing soil, or actually land degradation, and biodiversity loss.